ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Say, Holy Spirit, thank you this morning. Thank you for your manifest presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for breathing on your word. Thank you, Jehovah God, because your word will be ministered to every heart in the name of Jesus. And Lord, beyond this service, Jehovah God, your presence, O God Almighty, that manifest presence will be on display in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. Are we alive and well in Christ Jesus? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so quickly, because Pastor has taken half of my time. Please tell him. I'm going to be talking about Thanksgiving this morning. I have two things I want to do, so I'm going to just get to it straight on. I'm talking about Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be talking about the communion as well. Praise the Lord. Okay, so this is the first Sunday in April, and it's the second quarter in the year. How many of us have seen rich fulfillment? How many of us are still expecting rich fulfillment? You can lift up your hands. There's no, you are still expecting. It's on the way. Huh? You're expecting more. Oh, I like that. I like you. That's Oliver Twist. So you want more. Praise the Lord. There is more in God. So please go on with the more. Go on with expecting the more. Praise the Lord. But then again, this is the first Sunday, like I said. So there's always reason for us to give thanks. Either you have seen rich fulfillment, it is on its way, you're expecting more. There is always reason to give thanks. And today is Thanksgiving Sunday. So I'm going to do a brief something on Thanksgiving, and then we'll do on the communion as well. Ephesians 5 from verse 15 to 21. I'm reading from the NLT. It says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts, and giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3 from verse 14 to 16. Let's see. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. It says, let the message about Christ in all his richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, Do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. In that short, between that 14 and 16, Paul talks about giving thanks three times. Talks about giving thanks three times. 1 Thessalonians 5, very popular scripture that we always quote when we're talking about thanksgiving. Verse 16. It says, always, I'm starting from 16 to 18. It says, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Be thankful in all circumstances, because this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Okay, I want to read that in the Passion. You don't have that. Just listen as I read. Anybody who has, how many of us have YouVersion in our Bibles? How many of us know what is YouVersion? How many of us have smartphones? Let me see your hand now. Who is using Palasa here? I don't think anybody is using Palasa. How many of us have smartphones? How many of us have YouVersion on our phones? How many of us don't know what is called YouVersion? It's not a crime. If you don't know it, it's fine. But please, as a believer, as a proper child of God, and you have a smartphone, it is free. You are not paying for it. Please download YouVersion. When you leave service, in fact, as you are in the service this morning, you have data. Be downloading it. Hallelujah. It has many versions. So it helps you to study, helps you to understand the word. Hallelujah. So I'm reading from the Passion Translation. So listen, because we don't have it in church. We don't have it in our database. Okay, so the Passion Translation from verse 16. Where is it now? It says, let joy be your continual feast. Make your life a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. In the midst of everything. In the midst of the good, the bad, the ugly, the not so good, in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks, for this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. It is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So somebody says, why am I giving thanks? I know that. In fact, even me standing here, I was still thinking about it this morning. 2018 was a fantastic year. Hamenpo was a very wonderful year. You understand what I mean? Okay, and then this is the first quarter has gone. And it's seeming like we're still revving. Some of us have not even started. We have not even kicked. Praise the Lord. But here it says, give thanks. In the midst of everything. You know, it is not just gelling. It's not working. I thought that by now, this is April. I would have done some good business. Some alarms would have been ringing in my account. Not alerts, alarms. Would have been ringing in my account. But it's not ringing yet. What's happening? What's going on here? Like a friend of mine would say, what's going on? Hallelujah. But it says to give thanks in the midst of everything. Give thanks. That's God's perfect plan for you. In Christ Jesus. Why would I give thanks? Why should I give thanks? Just give you a couple of reasons this morning. A spirit-filled person gives thanks every day because God has given us an inheritance. If you are spirit-filled, how many spirit-filled people are here? You are spirit-filled. You are sure. It's not a case of I know, I don't know. You are sure. You are spirit-filled. Okay? It says a spirit-filled, number one reason. Give thanks every day. Because God has given you an inheritance. There is hope. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that scripture. First Peter, when I was, you know. You need to give thanks. Yes, things may not be going as you planned. But beyond here, like Pastor Dimeji always says, hereafter. There's an hereafter. And in that hereafter, you have an inheritance. First Peter 1. Verse 3 to 4. I go back to my NLT, please. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 to 4. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It says, now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance. How many of us have that inheritance? You sure you have that inheritance? Hallelujah. It says, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. There's no change. No change. No next level can affect this inheritance. You know, first of all, it was change. Now it is next level. Mm-mm. The inheritance you have, no change. No next level. No another level can affect it. It is there like that. Praise the Lord. So if you have this hope in your heart that beyond here, there is something waiting for you beyond here, you will give thanks to God. Hallelujah. You will give thanks to God. You will give thanks to God. Because that inheritance is priceless. So because it was purchased with the blood of Jesus. You know what it is now. You know blood now. When you are killing chicken, some of us cannot even kill chicken. When that blood begins to, you know, splash, some of us will just pick away. So imagine the blood of a human being. That inheritance was purchased by that blood. So if you are spirit-filled and you understand what it means to be born again, you will give thanks. Praise the Lord. You will give thanks. Thanksgiving opens the door for more. And you know, there's this Yoruba proverb that says that Tabadupe ano. How many of us know that proverb? Eh? Tabadupe ori ano. Okay, so if I do you, I don't know, is it a favor I should call? What is ori now? Ori is favor now. Abi? Aha. So if I think I did you a favor and you did not give me, you did not thank me, am I likely to do something for you? God is not like that too. God is not like that, but I'm just giving you an. So don't think that because you didn't thank God yesterday, that's why he didn't bless you today. He rains his blessing on both believer and unbeliever. That's his nature. He's just good. He's good. He's God. But when you thank him, he opens the door for more. He opens the door for more. You know, we are made after him. We are made in his likeness. So sometimes when some things happen to you, the way you react, sometimes, not all the time, may give you an inkling into how the mind of God is working. Amen? I said sometimes. Okay, so thanksgiving is a decision. Thanksgiving is a decision. You have to arrive at the place where either good or bad, I'm going to thank God. Praise the Lord. And then Psalm 100, are very popular. Please display that in the message. Psalm 100. Verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, enter with the password, thank you. So thanksgiving is heavenly protocol. That means that if you are not saying thank you, you cannot even enter. And we need to get that. It's heavenly protocol. There's nothing you can do about that. It's protocol. You know what protocol is now? You know when governors and all of those people come and they stand, they say, all protocols duly observed. Or maybe all the doors are locked. You cannot enter because a governor. Thanksgiving is heavenly protocol. You don't thank him, you cannot enter. The password to enter is thank you. So you approach God with thanksgiving and only thanksgiving. You can't say thank you. You cannot enter. Let's go back to NKJV and see what this one says. That's in verse 4. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. So, I said it's heavenly protocol. There is gates. Eh? So it's like, that place is far off, but there's a gate. So the gate will lead you into, when you enter, so if you don't even say thank you, you cannot even enter into the gate. Talk less of entering into the courts. And you know that the court is not where he is, or he is inside. Inside, inside, inside. The Holy of Holies is where he is. Eh? He's inside. So you don't want to say thank you. And so they would keep you out now by the gates. You know how you see men? Have you gone to those companies where the Megad is showing himself? So they will keep you outside. Praise the Lord. So Thanksgiving is heavenly protocol. And I need that to go with us this morning. Because sometimes you think that because things are not good, we cannot thank him. You don't thank him, you cannot enter. You cannot enter. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving is heavenly protocol. Thanksgiving is doing God's will. That's what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 talks about. It says it is doing God's will. You thank God, that is his will. He said in the midst of everything, in the midst of it, it's not good. Yes, we understand. Like they say, Nigeria is not smiling. Eh? Nigeria, Lagos is not smiling. Nigeria, in fact, the market is not smiling. How many of us, I'll say that, is not smiling at all? Ah, it's not smiling. Okay. Even in the midst of that not smiling, you have to be thankful because that's the will of God. Philippians 4:6. I read this morning. I was like, oh, okay. You know, when you quote scriptures, sometimes you just... It says, don't worry about anything. NLT, please. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Tell him what you need and thank him for all he has done. So you have no choice but to thank God. And then thanksgiving brings multiplication. I think that's where I'm going to stop. Thanksgiving brings multiplication. Mark 8:6. Thanksgiving brings multiplication. And this is the parable, this is the feeding of the 4,000. Not the 5,000, the 4,000. The second time that Jesus was feeding. So, from verse 6, it says, so Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to his disciples who distributed the bread to the crowd. So it was just 7. But he blessed, he gave thanks for the 7. You know what we do most times is like, 7. What's 7 going to do in this matter? You know, we're so quick to complain. You say 7. We are looking for 1,000. 7. I beg, carry your 7 and go. Is that not what we do? That's what we do now. Be truthful. We are in the house of God. God is here. He loves you. Don't be. He loves you. He knows the kind of person you, the kind of human beings he has created. He loves us all the same. But then we should, you know, attempt to come up. So we say 7. Okay. Sometimes some people will go and say, okay, put it there. No, just keep it there. Maybe somebody else will. But he gave thanks with the 7. And the 7 was multiplied. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So thanksgiving is not an option. Maybe in your mind you're thinking, okay, when God does it, when my cup is full and overflowing, I'll begin to give thanks. No, it's not an option. It's not an option. As a spirit-filled human being. Yes, yeah, still a human being now. Spirit-filled human being. You must give thanks to God. Praise the Lord. You must give thanks to God. We must be thankful. So as we go on in the year, this is the second quarter, first Sunday in the second quarter. Maybe you want to go on. I said it is a decision. Because if you are not careful, you are overwhelmed with all of the things that are happening, all of the things that your eyes can see and all of that your ears can hear. So maybe you want to go and put it somewhere where you can see it every day. Or you can ask a question on that. I don't know, some Oyinbos do a lot of put something on the fridge. We don't do that. But wherever it is that you can say it, just put it. Have you thanked God today? You can say it. It's not an option. Hallelujah. And it's not something we do for Sunday of the month. Yes, that is what we have set aside to do. But it's something that you do every day. Every waking moment. You thank God. You give God thanks. Because God is good and he does good. Can you look for that scripture for me? Somewhere in Psalms. God is good and he does good. I'll look for it myself. God is good and he does good. That's what he does. He doesn't do anything that is not good. You know, say, you know, there's this saying that we say, amuwa olon is bad. It's not. Please, if you have that orientation, no. God doesn't do bad. God is good and he does good. It's somewhere in Psalms. If anybody finds it, please just tell us where it is. Bible scholars. If you find it, please just let us. Psalm 119:68. Can you display it for us? 119:68. Psalm 119:68. It says, "You are good, and you do good. God can do no evil. God can do no evil. So." God is good and he does good. So settle that in your heart. God is good and he does good. He doesn't do any evil. So you have thanksgiving. Let me wrap it up on that. It's not an option. Every day, things are good though. They are not good though. You are hungry though. There is no food in the house. So you give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Somewhere in Psalms, David said, it is only the living that can praise you. And might I say that praise is different from thanksgiving. Praise is different from thanksgiving. You know what praise is now? You see all those Yoruba kings, even you, as you have an Oriki, you know when they begin to say different things, praise is different from thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is, I thank you for this. I thank you because you have done this. I thank you because you are this. Praise is, I was in Oyo last week, and I was just, you know, I passed by the Alaafin of Oyo's palace, and I was just thinking how they begin to praise him, all those praise songs, praise chants, you know, and they begin to say, that's praise. Say thank you. It's different from praise. So,
this message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,